Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please read together with me the title of our sermon this morning. It's upon the screen. I told you so. Based on our gospel reading from Luke 12, especially these verses. Jesus said to the crowd, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say it's going to rain. And it does. When the south wind blows, you say it's going to be hot. And it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it you do not know how to interpret this present time?" I invite you this morning to follow your sermon outline handed to you in your handout as we consider our theme, I told you so. Well, I told you so. And in the English language, these four words are probably the easiest for any of us to say to somebody else. And the hardest for us to hear somebody else say to us. Because when somebody else tells you, I told you so, it means they were right. And we were not right. I can imagine that when the ocean liner Titanic hit the iceberg and sunk, somebody somewhere said, I told you so. When we're driving a car, we men, men, let me get your attention. We men, when we're driving a car, never want to admit we're lost. Oh, we might get bewildered for a couple hundred miles, but we're never lost. We don't get lost because we don't want to hear our wives tell us, I told you so, you should have asked for directions 4 hours ago. Been there, done that. I told you so. None of us like to hear somebody else say to us those words. When we're not feeling well and we're in the washroom for a couple of hours and then we come out, the last thing we want to hear from somebody else is, I told you so. I told you you shouldn't have eaten that 4-day-old sushi. I told you so. In today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 12, I just read to you, Jesus is addressing some people who love to say to other people, I told you so. They were self-righteous religious people who believed they knew just about everything. They saw west clouds and correctly predicted rain. They saw south winds and correctly predicted heat. They were quite proud of themselves. But then Jesus said to them, you hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it you don't know how to interpret this present time? Translation. You think you know so much and you enjoy telling others, I told you so. But why is it, O Pharisees, you can't see what's truly important in life? Like I am the Savior of the world who's come to lay down His life to pay for the sins of the world. That this world is coming to an end. That God's judgment day is coming and you are not ready. Where now are your I told you so? But sadly, today, in the world in which we live, there are so many, many people who believe God is just watching. God is just waiting to pounce on them as soon as they mess up and punish them with a very delightful, ha ha, I told you so. Look how our first parents, Adam and Eve, acted after they committed the first sin in the Garden of Eden. What do they do? Scripture says they tried to hide themselves from the Lord. They didn't want to face His anger. They thought He was going to come on them with His finger wagging, I told you so. But we know from the account in Genesis chapter 3, God did not come to them with an I told you so. He came to them with arms wide open and said, where are you? As He sought to forgive and restore them. The situation replays itself all over Holy Scripture. In the book of Judges, we meet a group of people who wouldn't listen to the leaders God had sent them. The leaders called judges. Judges 2:17 says they wouldn't listen to their judges. but worshipped other gods and turned away from the ways in which their father had walked, the ways of obedience to the Lord's commands. They were destroying themselves, but they didn't want to hear what they thought God was going to tell them. I told you so. Even though he wanted to heal their self-destruction and give them a new start. In the New Testament, our dear Lord Jesus sums up his frustration with sinful people who misunderstand God's love for them and only sees God as a heavenly I told you so person. Jesus says in Matthew 23:37, and he speaks these words shortly before he goes to the cross. Listen to the heart of our Lord where he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills prophets and stones those that are sent to it. How often I would have gathered your children as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would not come to me. All Scripture bears witness to human hearts that misunderstand God's love for them. And the same is true for today. How many, many people just do not understand God's love for them, but only see God as a vengeful judge just waiting to pounce on them after they've sinned and they've messed up and to say, aha, I told you so. To get ready for today's service, I invited from our neighborhood not one, not two, not three, but four different persons. I'm 0 for 4. Why? In the mind and hearts of too many of these people, their whole lives, they've seen God simply as I told you so. I'm praying for them, and I will bring them some Sunday to hear that God has a different message than I told you so. What was the last message in our children's sermon? What is it that God wants to say to all people? I love you so. Listen to these words of God written by the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel. These words show us the very heart of God. This is the prophet our faithful women are studying every Wednesday morning, the prophet of Ezekiel. Listen to the heart of God. Ezekiel 33:11. As I live, declares the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked would turn from their ways and live. O house of Israel, turn from your evil ways, for why will you die on judgment day? Our loving God does not want to say to a bunch of unsaved sinners, I told you so. I told you what would happen if you broke my commandments and would not repent of your sins. I told you you were going to live in hell. No, on the contrary, on that day, God would prefer to say to all of gathered humanity, to see everyone them as his forgiven child, to throw open the doors of heaven and to invite all in order that God would not have to punish us for our sins, even though we deserve it, in order that God would not have to proclaim an eternal, I told you so. Holy Scripture tells us this in John 3:16. If you know it, say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So that God would never have to say to you, I told you so. Jesus sacrificed his life on the cross, bearing your sins, bearing my sins, bearing the sins of the world. On that cross, he died for you. From that grave, he rose for you. The victory he won over sin, death, and the devil, he won for you. Now, all things being equal, The news that God the Father sent His Son Jesus to die and to rise and to save us should be the end of this message. All things being equal, everyone ought to be able to grasp this obvious fact of God's love for us. To go back to the words of our text from Luke 12, all things being equal, if people can figure out which storm clouds will bring rain and which will bring heat, they ought to be able to figure out this very basic truth. God loves them. But of course, all things are not equal. And not everyone believes that God loves them. This is true because sin, Satan and our evil world work very hard at making people question the Lord and His intentions toward them. But if you've tuned out of the sermon, now it's time to tune in. This is also true because too often church people get caught up in their own self-righteousness and are judgmental toward others who aren't churchgoers or church members. This judgmental attitude from self-righteous church people can be heard by others as a bunch of "I told you so's." And this can drive people away from the loving arms of the Savior. In Jesus' day, these judgmental church people were called Pharisees. Of course, the Pharisees are long gone. You can open up your yellow pages or go on your internet and do a web search, and you will not find an office of a Pharisee, I guarantee you, in the greater Vancouver area. But that does not mean that the old "I told you so" and "God is going to get you" mentality has disappeared. Look into your own heart this morning. Look into your own sinful nature. To write this sermon, I needed to, and I did. Let me ask you, when things go wrong in your life, what is an easy thought to have? When sickness comes, a job is lost, the children get in trouble, finances aren't what they should be, the medical tests come back with results you just didn't want to hear, what do you think? What do you say? Who do you blame? Do you hold God responsible? Are you among the many today that believe when good things happen, we should pat ourselves in the head and say, "I deserve it"? But when bad things happen, are you among those who shake their fist and say, "God, why did you do this to me?" Too many people are convinced that God is just waiting to cause them grief, cause them problems, let them know they're not good enough, and declare to them, "I told you so, I told you I was going to get you." If this is how you feel this morning, I have two words for you. Stop it. God has no desire to tell you, "I told you so," now or on Judgment Day. He has shown you in the life and death and resurrection of Jesus that He wants to be your Savior and not just your judge. Oh, for those who to the bitter end of their lives stubbornly refuse His love, judgment will come. But this is not God's desire. Now, we have quoted John 3:16 earlier, and many of you know it. But so many of God's people have overlooked the next verse, verse 17. Listen now how verses 16 and 17 of John 3 here listen together. Listen to this. "For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." God's desire is not to condemn. His chief desire is not to say, "I told you so," but to say, "I love you so." What can I do to explain this better to you? Perhaps this final story will help. It's a story from a pastor who was quite overweight, carrying way too many pounds for his own good. This man asked his young son one day, "How much do you love me?" His little boy said, "Daddy, I love you $1,000,000. With a twinkle in his eye showing that he was playing a game, the dad said, "Well, due to inflation these days, $1,000,000 isn't worth that much anymore. Is $1,000,000 all that you love me?" The boy then said, "Daddy, I love you $1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 With a grin, the dad responded about questions about money from other countries. How about Italian lira, Swiss francs, German marks, Chinese yen, British pounds? How many pounds do you love me? With a response faster than his father could have expected, the little boy patted his daddy's big tummy and said, "Daddy, I think you've already got all the pounds." How much does God love you? He loves you more than all the dollars, lira, francs, marks, yen, and pounds in the world. Look inside that Bethlehem manger and see the infant Jesus. Stand before Calvary's cross and gaze upon your crucified Lord. Look into the empty tomb on Easter morning. God loves you, all of that. And in every page of Holy Scripture, your God says to you, "I've told you so. I love you so." My friends, believe it. In Jesus' name, amen.